Good evening and welcome to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic alternative and, well, anything else I kind of try and figure I can crowbar into those genres. Brought to you by myself, Nigel, here in the studio on my own and starting the show there with a band that I've only just discovered. I think they've only just had one release out. They're called Pokemon Reactor. I believe they're Russian. They're on the Black Rain record label over in Europe. And that's a track called War from their album Strasslund. Strasslund, I think. Don't quote me on pronunciation, but if you've listened to the show before, you'll know that I'm rubbish at pronunciation. Anyway, so yes, they're a great little band. I would highly recommend you check out their videos on YouTube as well, because clearly when it comes to making videos, they're not taking themselves too seriously, and that's one of the things I do like in a band. If you can have a good laugh whilst doing it, brilliant. Yeah, and quite good tunes as well, so one to look out for. No, not many people seem to be talking about them, which seems odd. I usually notice a band when half of the world's talking about them. So either they're going to be nowhere or they're the next big thing and somehow I've caught onto that. So one to look out for, my recommendation, Pokemon Reactor. Check out their videos on YouTube. And yes, so coming up in the show is the usual general mix of some tunes, some really old, some pretty new, like that one. I think I've got something that's unreleased so far in my little box of CDs. Let's see what happens as the show progresses. And a bit of a rundown of gigs, clubs, events, stuff going on later in the show. But first, a few more tunes. Now, I was lucky enough earlier this week, Tuesday it was, to be over in Manchester to see the Twins of Evil tour, which was Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie double headlining. Now, I've got to say, double headlining is a bit of a push when you see the two bands back to back. Marilyn Manson did a good set, but his showmanship was just paled in comparison to Rob Zombie. Rob Zombie could own the arena with his showmanship or the stage effects or all the... I don't know, there was just something about him. He just had presence and personality that the Manson clearly seemed not to. Well, certainly when you stood him next to Rob Zombie. So, yes, it was a good gig. It was great to see a few of my friends over there as well. It was great to see Rob Zombie in a stadium, because I think I've seen Rob Zombie before, but in the Leeds O2 Academy, and he just couldn't fit all his stuff on stage. It was a right cramped thing. He was complaining about playing a tiny stage. And he wasn't doing it out of some diva-ness as well. He literally couldn't fit his gear on stage. He takes around that much with him. So letting him, you know, spread his wings in a decent arena-sized venue, it was good. It suited him. So that's what I'm going to continue with. I'm going to continue with one of my favourite Rob Zombie tracks. This is Living Dead Ghost.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead? Giant down. Deep on the strange cemetery things. We're the ones that put on the devil's wings.
Yeah. expressing velocity. All I want is not for me. All I need, I cannot be. Sending shiver down on me. Expressing velocity.
That was the utterly fantastic Neurotic Fish with Velocity. Now, I played that off the Velocity CD single. I've just had a quick look at the liner to see if I can spot a date. I've got the liner in my hand here. And while there isn't a date on the liner itself, it does say, in case of accidental overdose, seek professional assistance or wait for the new album release in spring 2001. That's how old that track is. That is at least 2001... probably 2000. That is a damn classic, that is. I was just singing along to that here in the studio whilst it was playing. That is awesome. And I don't know, it doesn't seem to have aged. Like, what are we talking? If it's 2001, that's 12 years, 11, 12 years old. It doesn't feel like it's 12 years old. It still feels pretty fresh. And there's a reason why I played that, but I'll tell you that in a minute after I told you what else I played tune-wise. Before we played Neurotic Fish, we heard Uberbyte with Come Undone from their latest album, 5-Year Plan, which is sounding pretty good in an anthemic, dancey, club dancey, floor filler type way. Certainly from their live gigs, that's what it sounded like. And before that, we had another classic from Rob Zombie, Living Dead Girl from Hellbilly Deluxe. And like I said, I saw that live. The man is a brilliant live musician. He can get a stadium going like no one else. Well, I wouldn't say like no one else, but like very few people in the world. And it was great to see him live. Hopefully we get more bands of that calibre soon. But yes, Neurotic Fish. The reason I played some Neurotic Fish was because Neurotic Fish have been announced as the final headlining band for Infest. Resistance. I'm reading the wrong words in front of me. Yes, so over the last few weeks I've been talking about the bands who are being announced for the Resistance Festival in Sheffield at the end of March. And they'd announced almost all the bands apart from one headliner, and that has been announced to be Neurotic Fish. It's been a good while since they played. They've also only recently announced that they've stopped being, you know, on hold and are back writing material. So while I've played you an absolutely storming old classic by them, they may have a bucket load of new material by then as well. It's going to be one of them things. If you're headlining a festival, do you play all the old favourites people know, or do you just... Do you trot out your new material? I imagine it'll be a bit of a mix of both. The old stuff to get people going, and then throw in a few new ones just to see what people how people react to them. So that could be very interesting to see at the end of March in Sheffield. But that does seem to have brought us onto the news section of the evening. And yes, Neurotic Fish, they're not only back, but they're back and announced for a Resistance. What else have I got? Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. These have announced a new album, which is a bit odd to me because I wasn't convinced they were still a working concern. But then again, when bands break up, when you're only releasing an album every few years, it's kind of hard to notice if you've broken up. Or you're just on a bit of a break, having a few years off, doing your side projects. And now, I can't remember if it's Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds that stopped being a going concern or his Grinderman side project. I think it might be Grinderman. I think that might be where I'm getting myself confused. But yes, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds have announced a new album due for release on the 18th of February, and it's going to be called Push the Sky Away. You can find out more about it at nickcave.com. There's a trailer for the new album there, which I haven't actually checked out yet. I really need to. I seem to have been run off my feet. I've like found this information but not had a few minutes to sit down and listen to the trailer. But also, there's a first track that's going to be released off it called We Know Who You Are that will be released on December the 3rd, but it'll only be released to people who have pre-ordered the album. So if you're going to get the album anyway, you might want to pre-order it before or on December the 3rd, and then you'll get the new track. Sounds good to me. If you're a big Nick Cave fan, that's not a terrible thing to do. If you're going to buy the album anyway, then why not pre-order it? So there you go. Nickcave.com is where you should find all the relevant information. Another thing that's occurred this week as well, I think it got released to the masses on Tuesday night whilst I was jumping around in front of Rob Zombie. Some of my friends have done something incredibly silly, but looking like incredibly fun of well as well. They've taken the Gangnam Style track and made a gothic parody of it, called it Whitby Gothic Style, because most of the video was filmed in Whitby. And it's on YouTube. All you have to search for is Whitby Gothic Style. And it got released on Tuesday, and by earlier today, it had had over 60,000 views. Tuesday night to Thursday night, 60,000 views, according to the YouTube view counter bit. 60,000. That is a viral video, if we've ever seen one. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. If you've not seen it yet, go and see it. Go and see a bunch of goths with slightly altered lyrics dancing around to the Gangnam Style track. It's a parody. It's a popular track to parody. Everyone's parodying it. But why the devil not? So, yeah, go and check out what some of my daft mates have done, and it's funny. And give them a clap as well. I love it when people do daft stuff and just generally enjoy themselves. And it's actually put together in a pretty good way as well. It's for people who don't do this stuff as a living, it's done quite tidily. So it just shows how if you apply yourself, you can actually produce some pretty good stuff. And the other pieces of news I've dug out are a bit down news, a bit sad news. A few weeks ago, I mentioned Stereo in York closed. I think I mentioned Stereo in York closed. I'm pretty sure I did. If I didn't, I'm mentioning it now. The Stereo in York has been home to various gigs and also partly involved with the DV8 Fest in York. It's been one of the main three venues of that. Has shut down. Unfortunately, it seems to have been an issue where the landlord wanted to sell, but the current tenants couldn't afford to buy and run. That's certainly what the Stereo website seemed to explain, or the Stereo group on Facebook. It's a real shame, though, because it's quite an intimate little venue, and admittedly York had three band venues within walking distance of each other. Some people may have called it over subscription or over requirements, but I'm always sad to see a venue go. Also, it does mean Darklands, the monthly club night in York, doesn't seem to have a venue at the moment as well. So I'm guessing it all seems to be down to the Stereo's management, the people who are running the Stereo. If they find a replacement venue, it sounds like they'll take Darklands with them. They just need to find the venue, I guess, something that will work for them. So, you know, fingers crossed that that happens and, you know, alternative music and gigs and stuff continue in York. But similarly, The Well in Leeds, or what used to be called Joseph's Well, if you've been around Leeds for a few more years, has announced that it is no longer going to be a live music venue. It seems to, again, be some direction from the building owner. Has decided he no longer wants any part of that building used for live music or gigs, which is a shame. Joseph's Well has been instrumental in some of the key gigs over the years in Leeds, and it sounds like the bar side of it, without the gigs going on, the bar side will be not functioning after about December. So that's certainly what, if you go to thewell.com or thewellleeds.com, I can't remember, the Joseph's Well website, search for it, you'll find it. There's no point in me remembering so many URLs when Google does it all for you. So yeah, go to the Well's website, and there's a paragraph on there explaining what's gone on. The lack of another venue in Leeds. Although I've got to say, with all this down news of losing venues in Leeds, I did actually end up at a gig a couple of weeks ago at a venue in Leeds called The Empire, which had kind of passed me by. It's been around a good few months, apparently. And I hadn't got to a gig there yet, but I went to see Scaramanga 6 and Eureka Machines there, amongst others. And it was a lovely little venue. It had a nice, decent bar upstairs. It had a bar in a gig room in the cellar, and it was all appropriately sized. It wasn't sticky. It was just an averagely good venue. It wasn't massive. I don't think it was quite as big as Joseph's Well. Maybe three quarters of the size. But it does mean that my radar is now expanded slightly for gig venues in Leeds. There is this other one that previously I hadn't known about. So it can be a bit creepy that something will just sneak up on you. If you're not looking hard enough, there could be the venues out there. You just don't know. So, yeah, keep your eyes open, lads and lasses. It could be some great things happening nearby. That said, that exact thing said. If you know of stuff going on that I should be reading out, the kind of goth, rock, alternative, electronic, industrial, anything along vaguely those lines, drop me a line. Go to bcbradio.co.uk and find, I think there's somewhere you can click on there to contact me. Find Nigel or Dax Simulation. It should all be there for your information. And yeah, drop me a line. Send me details of what you want me to tell people. Right, I think it's time for more tunes. And I think I'm also going to do this in a kind of a different pace. Because, you know, it's good enough playing lots of stompy industrial and stuff. But there's lots of other music out there. And I think this time I'm going to go for a bit more... Well, I'm going to start with something quite tradgoth soundy and then go from there. And this is a band who are about to play in Leeds, but I'll let you know the details of that after I've played them. They're called Dead Eyes Opened.
We'll be right back.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was a band called Amon with a track called Black Cross. I think I've played Amon before, and possibly I played Black Cross before. However, the album that that's on, called Flatliner, has actually been re-released with a bunch of remixes, which is kind of a bit annoying because I ended up having to buy the album again just to get the remixes. But it wasn't very expensive anyway. It was quite a cheap album digitally, so I don't feel like I lost out too much. But yes, that was the Dead When I Found a remix of Black Cross from the Flatliner album, that if you buy Flatliner now, you get the remixes. And before that, we had Dead Eyes Opened with DV from their forthcoming album Tyrant. Now, I seem to be losing time or something. I'm not quite sure what's going on, but it seems like time has flown. Normally at this point in the evening, where I get to reading out what's going on gig and club-wise, I'm just about halfway through the show, but I'm more like two-thirds at the moment, so I'm just going to get on with stuff now rather than waffle too much. But yes, I mentioned before I played Dead Eyes Open that they were playing Leeds soon, and that nicely brings me into gig club guide section of the show. We have on this coming Saturday the 1st of December, The Flock Live at the Library in Leeds, and this is a gig with Rhombus recording their live gig. I think they're after getting a live DVD or something, or you know, a DVD or a recording of a live gig, and this is the one they've chosen. So they're going to be on form. I've heard rumours there's going to be Rhombets, which as far as I know has only happened at Whitby Goth Weekend once before. So good to see some Rhombets, which, if you don't know, are the Rhombus backing dancers and singers. A goth band with backing dancers and singers. It's awesome. They're supported by Dead Eyes Opened, who I played you just before, and I hadn't really heard anything about Dead Eyes Opened, but got my hands on that track and thought, these are going to be good. So I'm definitely getting down to that gig, not just to see Rhombus doing a live recording, and they always do a storming gig anyway, but to see Dead Eyes Opened as well. There's a support band, but from that track, from the sound of them, they're going to be well worth getting along to. So that gig is £5 in advance. The doors are 7:30 p.m. It'll probably be slightly more on the door, so probably £6. I don't know. That's usually the theory that goes, but don't quote me on that. First band should be on at 8 p.m, and that cost includes entry to the Flock Club Night that follows it. The club night itself runs from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m, and you can just pay into the club night separate if you don't fancy the gig. And more information can be found at sheepish.net/live, and for the Flock Club Night, sheepish.net/flock. Other local gigs are in a couple of weeks after that, Friday the 14th of December, here in in Bradford at the Gasworks. A Carpe Noctum's occurring again. These seem to happen randomly. There's no exact pattern, but when they happen, they're usually worth getting to. It's usually free entry, and this one is no exception. And the bands are usually good, and this one, again, is no exception. We have Berlin Black, supported by Distorted Pictures and Big Snake's Mystery Orchestra. Doors are 7:30, no exact timings yet. I found all the information on the Carpe Noctum Facebook group, but if you go to gothupnorth.co.uk, you'll find the similar information. But it's the same format as usual. There's a gig, and then there's club night, and it should all be very good fun. Following that, on Saturday the 15th of December is the Wendy House Xmas Special at Leeds Student Union, Leeds University Student Union. Apparently it's office themed, so if you work in an office and you know about office parties, I believe that's the theme. It runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. and it's £5 on the door, and more information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. And the only other thing I've found in my diary is on Friday the 28th of December, the Xmas Phono Reunion is at the Wire in Leeds. They've been a bit scant on information, but I imagine it's going to be pretty much the same as all the other Phono Reunions that happen two or three times a year. So there'll be probably about a fiver on the door, and it'll probably run from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. or something like that. They seem to be lacking on the details, but the nights are fun anyway. I suspect they don't publish finish times and things like that, because I just want to see how many people turn up and decide when to finish whilst they're running the night, and keep it going if it's busy, that kind of thing. So, you know, get down there if you enjoy that kind of thing. Right, now I've got queued up a very odd track indeed, and it's been a while since I've played anything like this, but yes, this is almost dark poetry, but have a listen. I'll talk to you afterwards.
Sometimes you're better off dead. there's a gun in your hand. And it's pointing at your head. Just you wait. You think you're mad, too unstable. Call the police. There's a madman around. Running down. Thank you.
fire and noise, wild bells ring in a wild sky. I knew from that moment on that I'd love her till the day that I died. And I kissed away a thousand tears, my lady of the various sorrows. Some begged, some borrowed, some stolen, some kept safe tomorrow. On an endless night, silver star spangled, the bells from the chapel went jingle, jingle. Like I love you. Beside her, yet I seemed so obsolete and small. I found God and all his devils inside her. In my bed she cast the blizzard out. Mock sun blazed upon her head, and so completely filled with light she was, a shadow fanged and hairy and mad. Our love lines grew hopelessly tangled, and the bells from the chapel went devotion. She had a mind full of tyranny and terror. Well, I try, I do, I really try, but I just err, baby, I do err. So come find me, my darling one. I'm down the ground, the very dregs. Here she comes blocking the sun, blood running down the inside of her legs. The moon in the sky is a battered and mangled, and the bells in the chapel go jingle, 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 jingle. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me like I love you? Move toward their end. I knew before I met her that I would lose her. I swear I made every effort to be good to her. I made every effort not to abuse her.
Well, unfortunately, I'm having to cut Nick Cave a little bit short, but it's a stunning song, and I'm sure you know it and you've heard it before. Do You Love Me by Nick Cave from Let Love In. And before that, we had the very bizarre dark poetry, Nicole Blackman and John Van Eaton, doing what isn't just dark poetry over Random Sounds. It was a cover of Pet Shop Boys' West End Girls. If you ever listen to that again and just check it out, it is actually a very good cover. I just love covers when they are almost unrecognisable of the original, but still holding enough elements that it isn't just we've used one sound and we're calling it a cover. Now, that's got a lot of the original lyrics and it's brilliant. But I have run out of time. That's why Nick Cave got cut short. And I want to say thank you for listening. Goodbye. I'll be back in a fortnight with more of the same. And if I can remember which CD player I put this in, I'm going to leave you tonight with a band that are playing Leeds on Saturday. It's Rhombus. They're recording their live album and live recording of a gig, and it should be awesome. I hope to see some of you there, and if not, I hope you'll tune in a fortnight. So, good night.
Yeah.